Welcome to the Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio, a time to explore our Catholic faith and find out about ways to share the faith with others. Help create the possibility of an encounter with the person of Jesus Christ in the lives of others by living out the call to the new evangelization and helping fellow Catholics rediscover full life in the Church. The Rediscover Hour is brought to you by Catholic United Financial. Every step, every journey, they're there for life. The Rediscover Hour starts now.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Rediscover Hour here on Relevant Radio. Patrick Conley, glad to be with you again as we are making our way through the summer season, making our way deeper and deeper into ordinary time. And it is a glorious time to be a follower of our Lord Jesus Christ in the midst of His Church. Now, I do say that advisedly. As we know, in this, especially this past week, some just tragic and horrible news has come out, specifically from the Pennsylvania grand jury report, as well as continuing allegations against Cardinal McCarrick and other, other just horrible things that we see and hear about, and we cry out to God about that. And in fact, and specifically here on Relevant Radio, the executive director of Relevant Radio, Father Rocky, has asked that all show hosts take some time on air to pray a decade of the Rosary, specifically for the intentions of reparation for sin, which, of course, sin has been grievous and widespread, and also for the intercession of Our Lady, our help, Spes Nostra, our help, in the turning over... turning people to conversion, especially those who struggle with sexual sin, that they would turn to the Lord for conversion. They would turn in deep and sincere repentance, and that they would hope to see the Lord alive and at work in His healing grace, which is needed all over the place, from the victims to the perpetrators alike. So, Lord, may You come in Your healing. So I'm going to ask that now we pause in lieu of our regular intro here in the show, and together we pray this decade of the Rosary as Father Rocky has asked. You can choose whatever mystery you'd like to meditate upon, perhaps especially in this kind of tragic season, one of the sorrowful mysteries and the redeeming love of Christ shown to us in His suffering and death might be necessary. So as we gather together in prayer, let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins.
Save us from the fires of hell.
Lead all souls to heaven,
help especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, friends, for praying with us in reparation for sin and for asking of the help of Our Lady, of good hope and of good help, that she would indeed lead all who struggle with sexual sin, especially, to conversion. And you know, folks, in the midst of a lot of trial, in the midst of sin, in the midst of darkness, there is always the hope of light. And it doesn't make the front pages of the newspapers, as other things do, but there are always some good things going on, because the Lord does not, will not abandon His church. He pours forth His Spirit to bring new and divine life, that we might partake in that and also invite others to do the same. So that's what we're going to be talking about, is some of the sparks of that divine light that's going on here in the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis. We're going to be talking with Crystal Crocker and Susanna Parent from the Office of Evangelization about an upcoming series called Missionary Discipleship and fulfilling Pope Francis's call for us to be missionary disciples. Jessica Balzerina is also in studio to talk with us about that. And then later on in the program, Liz Kelly will be talking about her upcoming scripture series as well. So there's a lot of good stuff in store. The Holy Spirit is still active in our midst. We can still trust in the Lord and in His church. Despite the human failings of the church, the Lord will never let her sink, because He is our anchor in times of storm. So we're going to take our first break. When we come back, Crystal Crocker and Susanna Parent are in studio to talk to us about the Missionary Discipleship series. Stay with us.
If you're serious about understanding the new tax law and how it may affect your future charitable giving, then Catholic United Financial and Relevant Radio have a sweet deal for you.
Play ball!
Join us at Target Field on Friday, September 28th. Come at 11:30 for a charitable giving workshop and lunch in a Target Field suite, and then stay to see the Twins host the White Sox at 1:10.
See you right. Bottom of the fourth.
You'll learn how to boost your giving impact with options for planned charitable giving based on the new tax law. The event is free, but space is limited. So call now for reservations, 612-643-4121. Join your fellow Catholics in Catholic United Financial for an afternoon of information, lunch, and baseball.
A true event triple play.
To register, call 612-643-4121. Enjoy a sweet deal with Catholic United and Relevant Radio on Friday, September 28th. Join us for some serious information and fun. Limit 2 passes per family. Call now, 612-643-4121.
Truth begs to be taken for the next time. All faith is shaken, we find, as all things are made right in time. All things in time.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour here on Relevant Radio. We are going to be talking about this upcoming missionary discipleship series. You know, Pope Francis has issued the call far and wide for all baptized Catholics, not just clergy, not just consecrated religious, all baptized Catholics, that we are all called to be missionary disciples. And the Office of Evangelization has been hard at work in coming up with specifically this series to help us become more so and to follow our Lord, to know what it means to be a missionary disciple and how to live that out. Joining me now in studio, the director of the Office of Evangelization, Crystal Crocker, and the Evangelization Manager, Susanna Parent. And it's wonderful to have you in studio, ladies. Welcome.
Oh, thank you.
It's always good to be in here with you, Patrick.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. All right. Well, let's start off with the whole missionary discipleship thing. What does that mean?
So that title can be a little scary to some people, because they think it's training to send them off to a third world country. But as Pope Francis is calling us to this, he's pointing to the fact that the mission field has actually come to our communities and is just outside the doors of our church as we are entering back out into the world after Mass. But Also, he's pointing to the fact that it could also be inside our church, inside our parishes, where, and even inside our families. And the conversion and transformation really needs to happen within our own hearts first. And so we need to have this formation to know how it is to be a disciple with a missionary heart. To go out and be in the workplace and live it.
Right, because like you say, I've seen on some parishes, it's rather well-placed. Above the door as you're leaving or at the edge of the parking lot, you are now entering mission territory, which is exactly right, right?
Yeah.
It's to take that the bread of life with which we've been nourished and that light of the world out into the dark and starving world, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And we have such a great team. You know, you talked about that the Office of Evangelization has created this or crafted this, and actually there's been a whole team. We have been working on this for a whole year. Last July, Pope Francis had us all in Orlando, Florida for the convocation, and this was highly emphasized to go back and work on forming missionary disciples, and also with an emphasis in engaging young adults in this and making them feel that they belong in the parish, because we all know that young adults, I'm generalizing here, but they kind of like to, you know, drift around and maybe not actually commit to a parish. So Susanna's going to speak a little bit about that. But before she does that, I would like to share something that we do have this wonderful core team that is working on this of directors of evangelization and pastors have weighed in on this and other staff members that are involved and tasked with evangelizing at the parish, because really we make disciples at the parish. That's where it really happens. And so for our office, we're here to serve and support that and bring people together. And we have brought a team of presenters that are the best, and they just are wonderful. One of them is Dr. Naughton from the Catholic Studies. And he recently shared in a video, and I'd like to just read some of that, because I think it hits the nail on the head that he says that we're not part-time Catholics. We are to live as a Catholic, and that means every minute of the day. We are. That's our identity. But because we live in a highly secularized technological world, we can be formed by it. Mm-hmm. And so we need another formation to balance that out, to call us from away from that into what walking with Jesus looks like every minute of the day. And so we are called to this by God, and we have this deep sense to receive this call, but then we're also called to this great activity as we go out and exercise this influence in the world. And Dr. Naughton is going to be presenting two of our sessions during this journey, journey that starts in October and ends in May. And I think it's just going to be a wonderful thing for people to experience.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Okay, Susanna, tell us a little bit about the young adult experience. I mean, where does that... Where does that come in? How do you think that this will affect, influence young adults?
Great question. Well, what we've been learning over the past couple of years in working with young adults is they really love live presentations, as well as just time for fellowship and discussion. But they also want to be able to ask that live presenter questions right then and there as questions arise, so they don't have to wait and then they might forget their questions. They can just ask them then. But also, they really want time for prayer and reflection so that they can really let everything that they've learned just kind of absorb into their system. So that's really what we want to use as we, you know, are planning out this missionary discipleship series. It'll be an hour and a half. We'll have the presentation, time for prayer, fellowship, and Q&A. And I think that's perfect, and that's what young adults are looking for. I know that's what I'm looking for when I am going to a talk.
And our young adult track is being held at St. Peter's in Mendota.
It's being held at St. Peter's in Mendota.
There's a specific track for young adults.
Yes, there is.
Let's emphasize that.
And we're going to be, there's a couple of the nights where we're going to be in the old historic church in St. Peter's, which is just gorgeous. I just was there this past summer, and it's absolutely beautiful. And I'm really, really excited about the speaker team that we have for the young adult series. And two of my friends who I went to school with at St. Thomas were recently ordained priests. They've been in Rome the past 5 years, and they're finally back. Father Nick Hagen and Father Tim Ratkowski, they're in the St. Paul neighborhood now, at two parishes there, and they're going to be presenting, and it's we really have some dynamic speakers.
Yeah. Excellent. Okay, so the evening, it sounds like, looks like an hour and a half of live presentation, but also time for reflection, time for activity and response, Q&A, yeah. All this good stuff. But it's a series, so
right.
It's divided up into three parts. You want to tell us about that, Kristen?
Right. So what we've learned in the conversation that we've been having with the national conversation, actually, it started at the convocation, is that we need to do a radical shift, really, a paradigm shift, if you will, on how we evangelize. You know, as Catholics, we are really good at catechizing but teaching the sacraments and the Mass, but maybe we aren't really teaching relational prayer. Conversational prayer, how to speak to God and have that relationship, and then how to, in the silence, listen to Him, mm-hmm. and then be able to respond to that. So that's one of the components to this. But the other thing is that we are also really used to saying, let's just do a program, you know, an 8 to 10 week program, you know, some are longer, and then we're done. And that isn't also, it's being recognized by at the parish level that that's not having the sustainable effect that they would like. When you are a disciple, you are walking that and living that in your life. You become that disciple and follow Jesus. And so to do that, we have to be mentoring and accompanying people along their conversion, and then showing them that they can disciple others through this same thing, with not only inviting people within their friendships, but actually having intentional relationships. And so these are the things that we are going to be talking about and showing and mentoring and modeling through this series. So that's why it's not a program.
Okay.
It's a series. And I was recently talking to one of our presenters, Ryan O'Hara, who's with SPO. And he said, you know, this is almost like a pilgrimage and a journey that people will be entering into. So it's nothing scary. It's actually going to be very come and rest in the Lord and be fed spiritually.
Right. Okay. So fall, winter, spring.
Right. Yeah. So it's 3-4 week series where we have, or sessions, we have 4 sessions in the fall that start in October. And then
these are weekly sessions.
Weekly, once yeah. a week. Yeah. Okay. Who can't go for 4 weeks? You know, one 4 nights, you know, on a Thursday or on a Tuesday. That's
well,
easy.
Well, if only childcare was provided.
And it is.
Oh, my goodness.
So the other, we have the young adults at St. Peter's in Mendota, but we also have St. Hubert's is hosting, and Father Tollefson is teaching the first class on the Kerygma, and he's so excited to have this here. I have it at St. Hubert's. And Father Stephen Hoffman is going to be doing the next 3 at St. Hubert's on prayer. And we have a wonderful team also at St. Peter's teaching very similar things, the Kerygma and this relational conversational prayer. But then we don't just leave you. We continue to accompany you with weekly emails of videos, inspirational videos, and reading and prayer, and some with music, and so that and then we'll bring you back for an evening of adoration. So we're giving you time to practice prayer. It does take practice,
yeah.
and to develop that relationship. And then in the winter, in February, we'll bring you back for another 4 weeks, 4 evenings. And this is where Dr. Naughton's team and the Catholic Studies professors are going to be talking about what a disciple is and how do we live that in our everyday life. You know, we've compartmentalized our life so much that we don't see ourselves, our identity as Catholics, and live it in that way, following Jesus every day. We say, I'm a professional, or I'm a teacher, or I'm a mom, and I go to kids' activities, and then I go to church. We need to bring those together and live them integrated in our life. And that's what Dr. Naughton speaks about so well. And Father Bryce Evans and Gabby Quillen, they're talking about gifts and skills and other things that are leading towards that next break, that next accompaniment sessions, where we will include the Called and Gifted Seminar.
Nice.
And I know you know a lot
yes,
about that.
Yes, I do, yes.
And you'll be teaching that. We're so happy to have you on the team. And then we're going to be bringing Jessica Belzerini in to speak here in a little bit, but then we bring everyone back for that 3rd session in the spring, which really starts to get them engaged in the activity of sharing the faith. this is, you know, people get afraid about evangelizing and speaking about it, it will become so natural and easy for people because you'll be walking with Jesus and praying with Jesus. You'll understand a disciple. You'll know your gifts, your unique baptismal gifts, and then it will be so easy, so natural to share those gifts with others. And that's really what it's about, along with having that those intentional relationships.
I like it because it starts with this understanding of drawing near to the Lord in prayer, just like Dr. Naughton was saying, and as you brought up, that this receptivity that we're receiving from the Lord, we're entering into this personal relationship more deeply, we're cultivating that relationship, but the Lord never works in us without also working through us, because we become part of His mission. The closer we draw to Him, the more we are part of His work in the world, right?
Absolutely.
And so as you move from fall to winter to spring, you can see that transition from receptivity, as Dr. Naughton put it, to activity, that
right.
You are living that out in the world and inviting others into this wonderful, powerful, saving, loving relationship with Christ.
Exactly. And the other really important component, too, because our office is here to serve the parish, and we want this to flourish at the parish, disciple-making really happens at the parish, is that we are communicating with the parishes now. We've been having luncheons and informing them about, you know, what this is about, and inviting them into the process so that they can bring their teams. And many of them are coming and doing it with their leaders and their parishioners, or sending their leaders to do it. But even if we have parishioners that they may not know about that have signed on to take it, we will be letting those people, those at the parish, those the staff and the directors of faith formation, know about these people. And then at the end, we want to reconnect them back to their parish, so that they can listen to what the participants have learned and maybe what they feel God might be calling them to, so that they can also disciple others at the parish.
Very important. And it's fundamentally important that people are, that this isn't something that they do, that they see that they're doing outside of their parish, but it's actually part of their life within the parish. It's meant to inform and strengthen that. Susanna, back to you for a second specifically, because, I mean, when it comes to parish life,
yeah.
If you look out and you see a lot of young adults in Mass,
right.
you know this is, or at least you get the sense that this is a vibrant parish. This
right.
parish is alive. So young adults are really important in that.
Absolutely.
Do you think that this will help young adults to become
yeah.
even more grounded yeah. in parishes?
Definitely. And I think, too, for, you know, young adults out there who might be asking the question, well, what does it take to be a missionary disciple? Why should I do this? There are some demands on it, too. I mean, it takes openness and it takes discipline, because in order to be able to receive what God has for you, you have to have an open heart in order to sit with Him. But then you also need discipline to let yourself sit with Him.
Mm.
You have to put your phone away for 10 minutes.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds hard. I struggle with it. But it really, I mean, that's how we become closer to the Lord. And again, we can't transform the world until we transform ourselves. But you can only come to that transformation through Christ,
mm-hmm.
and that comes through personal relationship with Him, mm-hmm. and that comes with spending time with Him, and that requires being intentional with the Lord, so that you can hear Him, be open to Him, what He has to say, and just be with Him with undistracted time.
Right.
I like how Susanna describes, you know, transforming the world can sound huge, and I can't do that. How could we possibly be able to transform the world? But it takes small little steps. Tell mm-hmm. about the grocery store, Susanna.
Oh, yeah. Someone was just telling me this. I think it's genius. So I love Trader Joe's. Free samples, everyone. Yes. that's really why I go there. But yeah, so Trader Joe's, if you shop there, you might notice that
free
a lot
plug.
Of the people are working there all the time. You know, you kind of see the regulars, or maybe that's just me because I go there so much. But anyway, I often see the same cashiers, and so they recognize me, and someone was saying, you know, if you're going to the same grocery store all the time, just go to the same cashier, start to get to know them, start to find out about their family, their background. Who knows? Maybe they have, you know, left the church, and you can invite them back in. And that sounds really intimidating and scary, and I can't say that I've done it yet, but I can say that I've gotten the courage to have a conversation with the cashier. Like when they ask me, hey, what are you doing this weekend? What do you have planned? If I'm going to Mass that Sunday, if I'm going to adoration with my husband, I'll just say like, hey, I'm going to church tonight to pray with my husband, or I'm going to Mass this Sunday and then getting brunch with friends. And it's a really casual way they can slip in the faith.
And kind of an opposite perspective on that. Just last night, I was waiting in a restaurant for my husband, and I was standing next to a gentleman who was from Texas, and we asked what you do, your jobs, that kind of thing, and he was very intrigued that I would be part of the Office of Evangelization. And he said, well, you know, I'm kind of agnostic, is kind of how he said it. But in Texas, he put his kids through Catholic schools, K through 12.
Wow.
But he admitted, he said, I never felt like I belonged or was invited in. And so I think as Catholics, we need to always be open and inviting in. And so if we're living this discipleship fully, it just is naturally going to happen that we're going to be speaking with people that we meet in everyday places. And just the joy and sharing our life with someone else can make the whole difference to them.
All right. So brass tacks now. So it's, again, it's once a week for 4 weeks in the fall, once a week for 4 weeks in the winter, once a week for 4 weeks in the spring. In between, there's these accompaniment sessions and special events, an adoration night in between the fall and the winter, and a called and gifted workshop between the winter and the spring.
Right.
Yes.
Along with emails and videos and reading and meditations and that sort of thing. It sounds like a great series.
Yeah.
How do people find out more?
Right. So it's made for that I'm too busy Catholic, right? Because I was a busy mom. So there's lots of online college courses, right? But this isn't a college course. So these 3-4 week sessions that you come together for this fellowship and this personal contact, and then the accompanying material could be just 10 minutes or maybe 20 minutes. But it's a variety of things, either video or reading. So it is an excellently well-crafted with a team of people that really have thought thoroughly through this. And so you can find out how to register going to rediscover-faith.org. That's our website, the Office of Evangelization website, rediscover-faith.org. And then look for missionary discipleship. There's bulletin announcements. There's flyers. There's all kinds of ways you can find out about it. Or just call Susanna.
Call me.
How do they call you, Susanna?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. What's my number? I'm forgetting.
290-4411.
651-291-4411.
291. That's what it is.
Yeah.
291. Okay. So you can call Susanna. You can go online. You can check out for more information on missionary discipleship series. Specifically, I have to ask, there is a cost,
but we also have scholarships, so don't let that deter you. But it is $150, but that's not per session, that's for the whole year.
That's the whole thing.
Think about it, so from October to May, you're getting live presentations, you're getting a binder. It's absolutely going to be beautiful, just this binder alone with all supplemental information. And then the accompaniment videos that have been specially chosen to complement this entire series. And then you have an evening of adoration with music, and then you have called and gifted included in that.
Which I happen to know, the workshop itself, as well as the follow-up discernment interview, is $80 in and of itself.
Right. So there you go. With all of that, you are really...
But that's included in the price of the $150.
It's included in the price, yes. Mm-hmm. And then St. Hubert's is providing childcare, which would be an extra cost, but it is far less than if you got your own babysitter. And there'll be more information coming because there will be an age range specification for licensing and that kind of thing. But yes, we are making that available so those couples could come that have small children. And so $150 really is a great investment to get formation in, to understand what it is like to be a disciple and follow Jesus and how that can change your life and transform your life so that you can bring it back to your family. That I can't think of a better investment to make.
Absolutely right. And with that, too, you get some fantastic speakers, which we're going to hear from one right now.
Yay! Yeah.
Jessica Balzerini is in studio. So as she steps up to the microphone, again, with many of these speakers who are coming into for the Missionary Discipleship Series, I mean, they in and of themselves, of course, they are already hard at work in putting together their talks for the Missionary Discipleship Series coming up fall, winter, and spring in this coming year, 2018 to 2019. Jessica Balzerini is the, what's your title again, Jessica?
Here, Director of Discipleship and Mission. I should change it because no one can remember.
Director of Discipleship and Mission. Yes, there it is. At St. John the Baptist up in New Brighton. And you are one of the Missionary Discipleship speakers, presenters this year as well. What are your impressions about the need for missionary disciples in the faith today?
I think for me, the reason it was so easy to buy in and get on board and help create this particular sessions or whatever for the diocese is because what we have in our parishes, I think, is something Sherry Bedell calls like the three journeys, that people are sacramentalized in the faith. And so they've had their initiation sacraments of baptism, Eucharist, and confirmation. Many of us are good, active, practicing Catholics. And so I make sure I get to Mass on Sunday. I might even pray a rosary once in a while because I know it's important.
Might help out with Knights of Columbus or
right.
something like that.
For yeah. sure. Be All
involved.
Of it.
Yeah.
Yep. So I can be a lector at Mass or I yeah. can be helping with the food shelf. But then that relational part of our journey, it seems to be foreign to many people. And so what I find is even those who have a relationship with Jesus and they're living it pretty fully within the Catholic Church, they don't necessarily know what to do to help all the people they love come into that relationship with the Lord and a better relationship with His church. Mm. And they just don't have the tools. And they can know their faith really well and explain it really well, and people still don't buy it because they need relationship. Mm-hmm. I think we've seen a shift in the culture where we used to be a people who, by nature, by being part of our neighborhood, we naturally belong to the parish that was in our neighborhood, and we believed easily because it was a cultural norm, and then we behaved appropriately because it was just what we do.
Right.
And I think we've seen a shift where people need to belong because we are isolated, because we are on our phones a ton, and we work 10 to 12 hours a day, and we come home and we still need to take care of everything that has to do with our home life, and we need to feel that sense of invitation and belong. And then we come to believe. I need to trust you before I believe what you say about Jesus and his church is true. And then somewhere down the line, I behave appropriately. Mm. And so with that in mind, it's relationship that comes first. Mm. But how do you go up to someone you don't know and say hi? And how do you go up to someone in a parish? Our parish is 2,800 households. How do I go up to somebody in the pew that I know has been there for a long time and I don't know how to start that conversation? And this is what is going to happen in that last part of the series, is just some practical tools on how we make that happen. Because I think people have a desire. They just don't know how to do it.
Right.
And for us in that final session, it's really about creating a culture of encounter in our life. So first encountering the Lord personally, and then learning how to encounter other people in love, in relationship. Some relationships where I'm not going to get anything in return because it's not friendship, but it's a relationship that's intentional. So when they're ready to ask the hard question, I'm there. I've already built that bridge of trust, and then I can draw them into a relationship with Jesus, answer the questions about the church, and hopefully have them experience the same thing that I've experienced in Christ, which is freedom and grace, strength, a new life. And so that's really what's at the heart of the whole process.
Mm-hmm. And I know that one of the things that continually impresses me about Jesus himself as we read about him, I mean, it's good to be impressed by Jesus, right?
Right.
As we read about him in the gospel, is that regardless of who he encountered, he always met them right where they were.
Mm-hmm.
And whether that was, you know, they were full of faith or whether they were struggling mightily, he met them right where they were. And that's some of what I think that you're going to be speaking about in the Missionary Discipleship Series, is how to meet people where they are and respond appropriately in order to draw them closer to the Lord. Is that right?
Absolutely. A big part of that third part of the series is really going to be a lot of what comes out of Sherry Waddell's work at the Siena Institute and forming intentional disciples. And having gone to their Missionary Discipleship 101 conference just a few weeks ago, it renewed my sense of mission and ministry at the parish level, in that I've always kind of done it that way naturally, because when you're in ministry, you journey with people and you start to figure out, hey, this is where you might be at and this is what you might need next. But what it did is it gave a common language to bring back to the people of God to say, hey, this is what it looks like in general for most people. And let's start using some of this new language of there's a process, there are thresholds we go through in building trust, being curious about what the church and Christ has to offer, but we're not quite ready to say, I want to change. Mm-hmm. And then we enter into that openness where we might be willing to say, okay, Lord, if you're real, show me. And if you're real, I might be willing to make a decision to follow you. Mm-hmm. And then once we make that decision, okay, I think I really want to do this, there's this hunger and thirst for truth, and there's this time of seeking. And then at some point, we all have to say for ourselves, Jesus, I'm going to follow you in your footsteps, no matter where those footsteps go. And that's what that journey is about, discipleship. And it's really just giving people the ability to speak about it, to break the silence in how do we actually do this, because the cultural norm isn't there anymore.
Right. And some of the things, one of the things that's most impressive about me being out at the same conference you were just referring to, one of the things that's impressive to me is that saying that when somebody's at a later stage, a later threshold, you don't engage them in the same way as if they're at an earlier threshold. I mean, I guess that's one of the things that I think we'll be underscoring, I know we'll be underscoring in the spring session of Missionary Discipleship Series coming up here, is that when you understand that somebody's at an earlier threshold in the faith, then maybe it's more about arousing questions about Jesus, bringing about some curiosity about Jesus and who he is. But if they're in a later stage and they're really seeking, they're really on the brink of laying down their life for the Lord, then you want to start coming in with some answers and some invitations and some a little bit more, you know, yep, you're on the brink. What's it going to take?
Mm-hmm.
Type of thing.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think, too, sometimes we love what worked for us in our own conversion and deepening our relationship with the Lord, and it's what we want to give other people. And what I found is a lot of times, you know, parents who have their children who have left the faith, the Catholic faith, mm-hmm. they want them to come back to Mass.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, actually, if you have this threshold conversation and you get a better idea and a better sense of what their hindrances are or why they left or where they might really be in their relationship with the Lord, Mass might not be the very first thing you invite them to take a look at. And it might even be just, like you said, some questions to arouse some deep thinking within themselves. And there's no stepping foot in a church for some time. So I think you're right. That's a key piece of being able to meet people where they're at, like Christ did, so that we can draw them, however long it might take. The accompaniment can take years before they're really ready to embrace Christ and his church.
That's right. And you mentioned, just as a little bit of a excursus here, you mentioned the loved ones who need to come back to church. And a lot of us feel that pain.
Mm-hmm.
And that might, for those of you who are familiar with the Return series put together by Molly Shore, I mean, she's done some great work on how to invite loved ones back into the life of faith, the life of the church. And guess what? She's one of the speakers for Missionary Discipleship Series. She'll be sharing with that as well. So, I mean, that's another speaker that we're going to have as well. Jessica, just before we let you go, just who would you specifically, you're serving in a parish, who would you specifically want to invite to be part of the Missionary Discipleship Series?
Honestly, I think anybody. But for me, really being intentional with those who I know who are in mission with me and maybe flounder with how do I actually journey with someone, I would wholeheartedly invite that kind of person. But I think the other person too that I would intentionally seek out and say, hey, I think this might be really good for you, is anybody who's sitting in the pews who they come faithfully, they're pretty engaged. And even if they're only engaged on Sunday, just this idea that, hey, there's something more, and here's an opportunity where it could help you grow. And then we take care of the rest, where we just journey with you on your pilgrimage through all those stages, and walk with you, and then plug you back into the parish where we'll see what the Lord wants to do with your life. But for me, I've been reaching out specifically to my volunteers, and then also those who I know who've been just through RCIA. Mm-hmm. And here's another next step, mm-hmm, in how to really live the life of a Catholic Christian with some evangelization sprinkled in there, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think, yeah, those three, I'd say, are probably my focus,
yeah,
in recruiting.
Excellent. Jessica, thank you so much for joining us on the Rediscover Hour. It's great to have you, as always.
Always. Thank you.
All right. So, once again, the series is the Missionary Discipleship Series. The website to check out is rediscover-faith.org. Look for Missionary Discipleship Series. It'll be easy to find. For more information, how it's laid out, what the structure is, cost, and, of course, very importantly, how to register. We've been getting registrations already, so go ahead and sign up. It begins in early October. Again, there's a session for young adults, specifically happening at St. Peter's in Mendota, and there's also a session for the rest of us, not so young adults, that's going on at St. Hubert's in Chanhassen, and there will be childcare provided for that series, for that session, for those sessions as well. It's going to be a fantastic way of growing in relationship with the Lord and serving Him here in this earthly life, so that we might love and enjoy Him forever in heaven. All right, we are going to take our next break, and when we come back, Liz Kelly is in studio to talk about her upcoming scripture study series. We'll be right back.
What does Relevant Radio mean to you?
Thank you so much for all that you do for all of us, and you touch all of our lives in so many ways, and probably ways you don't realize. I've been a listener for over 10 years, and it's amazing.
Powered by you, this is listener-supported Relevant Radio.
What do you think the greatest act of love that we could do right now would be? I think it is to help other people know Jesus Christ. Well, how can I do that? Well, it's simple. You know, you invite people. You talk about your faith. You share things. You don't have to do it perfectly. And then the other thing you need to do is you need to support organizations who are doing good work, like Relevant Radio.
Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio. Donate now. Join our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. There are both spiritual and practical benefits to joining our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. You can review all those benefits at relevantradio.com, keyword gift, or call 1-877-291-0123.
God of my heart, God of my need, God of my pain that no one else will ever see, God of my healing.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour here on Relevant Radio. Patrick Conley with you again, along with Susanna Perrin, our producer, Paul Sadek, our technical producer. And since she was in the studio, I suppose we could say Crystal Crocker, our executive producer. We are coming to you from the Relevant Radio 1330 AM studios in Golden Valley, and we are brought to you by Catholic United Financial. Every step, every journey, they are there for life. Joining us now in studio is Elizabeth Kelly, who has been with us before. Always great to have you in studio. And if there's there we go. All right, sorry, we're just having a little technical glitch there. But as always, we like to focus on your great ministry of writing, Liz.
Well, thank you, Patrick.
Yeah, it's always great to have you. And so you've done what, 6 books now, and your writings have also appeared in Magnificat, specifically, mm-hmm, in the Advent and Lenten devotional series, and, mm-hmm, and things like that. You've written all over the place, and I think people are becoming more and more familiar with you, which is great. And but you've got yet another scripture study series coming up.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit more about this. Now, this is based on Jesus' approaches.
It is.
Yeah?
It is.
Your recent work.
We are continuing to refine it. This will be the 6th or 7th time that we've offered this study then here in our archdiocese. So we're really cooking with gas now.
Very good.
Yeah. It's been a great joy, and I think that there are a couple of pieces that women come away with, and one in particular is that we don't just study Scripture, we need to pray with it. These two activities are always integrated. They're never meant to be bifurcated as like two completely different operations of your person. So I think the study does a good job of allowing that integration to flourish. And the other piece, I just think that there's a wound in the feminine heart that can only be healed by an honest, authentic encounter with Scripture. And of course, when I say that, I mean with Christ, because it's not just words on a page. You're encountering a person. And this is one of the primary ways that God has decided to express himself in Scripture. But I think, too, it's a matter of falling in love with the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And Scripture helps us to do that in a way that nothing else does, I think. And so the study is really an invitation to that, to fall in love with the truth.
Right. And the work of yours that it's based around is Jesus' approach is what today's woman can learn about healing, freedom, and joy from the women of the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
I know we've had you answer the question before, but just as an update, give us an overview of, I mean, it sounds intriguing. What exactly does the book lay out for you?
Right. Chapter by chapter, it examines the very personal and intimate encounters of Christ with the women who knew him best, who traveled with him, who were touched and healed by him, delivered from demons. Mary, who gave birth to him and raised him, was his real mother, who really mothered him as a child and an adolescent and so on. And I think women tend to come away with a much better sense of, one woman described it this way. She says, I feel like I made all these new friends in Magdalene, in Martha and Mary, in Veronica, in the Samaritan woman at the well. And that because of that friendship, of course, they're always drawing you into relationship, deeper relationship with Christ.
Right.
And so making these good girlfriends, you end up making, increasing the intimacy that you have with Christ and knowing him and knowing how he moves in your life.
Certainly. And with each of these different women that were in Jesus's life, he had different things to offer to each one of them.
And Yeah,
I'm assuming that's one of the things that you touch on, that there are different things that Jesus can offer.
Not only that, but that women offered him something too.
Right, yeah.
You know, he was formed by a woman. He was raised by a mother and father and formed by Mary in a lot of ways that were very human and important for him to become who he needed to be. And vice versa, I think that when the act of grace is operating, it's always a two-way street. It's, you know, Jesus is giving himself to us, but in a way, his receiving us is a gift to him. And so I think the book really emphasizes that piece, that women are needed, they're desired, their gifts are needed in the world in a tremendously important way right now, in a very restorative kind of way. So yes, Jesus is offering us healing. He's offering us teaching. He's offering us different kinds of healing. He's offering us formation and friendship. But it's always a two-way street.
It is, yeah. And it's humbling just to think about that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're sons and daughters of God. We're friends of God.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, right.
He's my friend.
Right.
He's my buddy, you know. So, and I think that's an important thing not to lose track of and to really allow to enter into your person, because it'll change the way you walk around in the world.
Mm. Well, it sounds pretty intriguing, but I happen to be a man, and I believe these series are for women. Am I right about that?
They are. I get a surprising number of women who finish the study and say, my husband needs to read this book, or my priest needs to read this book, or, you know, my son needs to read this book. So I would encourage men to read it as well.
Mm-hmm. So now, specifically the series itself, the Scripture Study series that's based on Jesus' approaches. Well, actually, before we get to the details on that, I'm just intrigued about Jesus' approaches.
Mm.
Why Jesus' approaches?
It's a good question in that the first title my publisher presented, you don't always get to title things. You know,
right.
They're taking into marketing and Google searches and all this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But the first title that they suggested was Approaching Jesus. And I said, no. no. He's always approaching us.
Right.
The impetus is always initiated by God. You know, we have to get that piece right. And so I was glad that we got that little piece revised. But I think that is an important piece to keep in mind, that I don't have to do all the work. He's always coming toward me. Even if all I can do is just stand still and wait for him to arrive,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's coming. He's coming.
What a fundamentally important teaching, especially yeah. as sometimes we can get caught up in this understanding that, well, we've got to do 99% of the work, right?
Oh, yeah.
We got to go to Mass. We got to go to confession. We got to go to this, that, and the other thing. We got to say our rosary. We got to say our prayers. All these things just so God will pay us some attention.
Yeah.
And how wrong that actually is.
I have, I had a directee not long ago who used to go into adoration and she'd fall asleep.
Mm.
And she felt so guilty and it just felt so terrible. And she was going through a really dramatic period of life. And I said, are you kidding? Go in there, nestle up, get in his lap and take a nap.
Yeah.
You know, think how comforting that is to a mama to hold her child while they're nestled up and sleeping. I mean, Jesus can hold us even in that.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that we tend to be very, we can fall into the trap of checking off a list of things that we need to do. And we forget that the first and most important thing is to just show up without an agenda and let him love us.
Yeah, yeah. And right, and that can transform our experience. It does transform our experience.
It can't not transform.
Yeah,
it can't not change you.
Right, and then suddenly Mass, adoration, prayer is...
alive.
Yeah, right,
alive.
Exactly.
Alive, yeah.
Again, I'm lamenting the fact that I'm not invited to this series. Okay, let's get into the details of the series.
Maybe we'll have to do a Jesus Approaches Men too.
Well, it sounds like you've got a book deal coming up for a follow-up here. All right.
Okay, Roger.
What today's
that.
Man can learn.
Yes.
All right. So, again, this scripture study series is with Elizabeth Kelly here, who's written Jesus Approaches, What Today's Woman Can Learn About Healing, Freedom, and Joy from the Women of the New Testament.
Mm.
This Bible study is going to be offered at two locations
mm-hmm.
on two different days.
Yes.
All right. So as I have it here, Monday evenings starting September 17th through November 12th, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Church of the Epiphany.
Mm-hmm.
So that's in the evening on Mondays.
In Coon Rapids.
And
important to note, child care is offered.
Oh, wow.
So child care will be offered in the evening session, which is new and we're really excited about that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very good. Very good. Okay. And then the second offering is Tuesday mornings,
mm-hmm.
which starts September 18th, so the next morning.
Yes.
Through November 13th, 10 to 11:30 a.m., at St. John the Baptist in Savage.
And childcare will also be offered.
Oh, you're
there.
Kidding me.
So we're excited about that.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Very good. Cost a measly $60 per person, which that's great, and includes the book and study materials.
Yes.
Well, and you said obviously you've offered this series before.
Mm-hmm.
What, just before we let you go, what's some of the most profound fruit that you see being born in and through this series?
Mm. A lot of the small groups have continued to meet on their own.
Wow.
And I think that's really telling. Small groups are going to be such an important part of ministry going forward in the church, I think, for a lot of reasons. Our families are further away than they used to be. And, you know, there are a lot of ways that we need to kind of rebuild community. But that just heartens me to see these women come together. And they were so... enriched that they didn't want to stop meeting, so they're taking their own initiative to continue to meet.
Wow.
Yeah, I love that.
That's wonderful. So again, the series is a Bible study series based around Jesus Approaches, the work by Elizabeth Kelly, What Today's Woman Can Learn About Healing, Freedom, and Joy from the Women in the New Testament. For more information, you can certainly, again, hit up our Office of Evangelization website, rediscover-faith.org. Look at the events page there for the Jesus Approaches Scripture Study Series starting in September. Liz Kelly, it's always a joy to have you on the Rediscover Hour. Thank you for joining us yet again. We'll see you again.
Okay.
All right. God bless. We're going to go into our final break, and we'll hit all the details about the Jesus Approaches series, as well as many other things coming up for you to partake in right after this.
If you're serious about understanding the new tax law and how it may affect your future charitable giving, then Catholic United Financial and Relevant Radio have a sweet deal for you.
Play ball!
Join us at Target Field on Friday, September 28th. Come at 11:30 for a charitable giving workshop and lunch in a Target Field suite, and then stay to see the Twins host the White Sox at 1:10.
See you right.
Bottom of the fourth.
You'll learn how to boost your giving impact with options for planned charitable giving based on the new tax law. The event is free, but space is limited. So call now for reservations. 612-643-4121. Join your fellow Catholics and Catholic United Financial for an afternoon of information, lunch, and baseball.
A true event triple play.
To register, call 612-643-4121. Enjoy a sweet deal with Catholic United and Relevant Radio on Friday, September 28th. Join us for some serious information and fun. Limit 2 passes per family. Call now, 612-643-4121.
You know, Paul, I can always tell when we're reaching the end of the summer because there's stuff starting to happen.
Yeah.
We got Missionary Discipleship Series. We got Scripture Study Series.
I'm not sure why that is, except that summer vacations and trips and so forth are coming to an end.
Yeah,
so
right.
The time has become available to people.
We're getting back into things. What do we got going on, Paul?
Well, you can be transformed and transform the world. The Office of Evangelization is excited to announce the Missionary Discipleship Series coming this fall. Series includes 3 4-week sessions in the fall, winter, and spring, each week with a live speaker and time for reflection, prayer, and Q&A with the speaker. For more information, visit the events page at rediscover-faith.org. Series starts this October at St. Hubert Chanassen, and a series for young adults taking place at the Church of St. Peter in Mendota.
Join local author and speaker Elizabeth Kelly in an 8-week Bible study based on her new book, Jesus Approaches, What Today's Woman Can Learn About Healing, Freedom, and Joy from the Women in the New Testament. This Bible study will be offered at 2 locations on 2 different days, Monday evening, September 17th through November 12th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Church of the Epiphany, and Tuesday morning, September 18th through November 13th from 10 to 11:30 a.m. at St. John the Baptist in Savage. The cost is $60 per person and includes the book and study materials. For more information and to register, visit the events page at rediscover-faith.org.
The Catholic Watchman will pilot a small group model called Brotherhood Groups. To help kick off this, Mark Houck, president and co-founder of the King's Men, will offer a seminar on the importance of small groups. All men are welcome to this seminar, especially those interested in starting a brotherhood group or strengthening a men's group to which they belong. Seminar takes place Saturday, September 8th, 9 to 11:30 a.m. at the Archdiocesan Catholic Center. Cost is $20 per person, continental breakfast included. For more information, contact Enzo Rondazzo at rondazzov@archspm.org.
You are invited to a 5-week series with Father John Eckert on Catholic apologetics, defending the faith. This series will be held on Wednesday, September 19th through October 17th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at St. Helena in Minneapolis. Participants will come to a deeper understanding of what we believe as Catholics. The cost is $20 per person. It includes lecture, materials, large group Q&A, and a snack. For more information and to register, visit the events page at rediscover-faith.org.
The Office of Evangelization Grandparent Ministry is sponsoring a fall series titled Kingdom of Happiness, Living the Beatitudes in Everyday Life. All are welcome. This 9-week series features teaching videos by Father Jeffrey Kirby. Kingdom of Happiness will not only inform participants about the Beatitudes, it will show them the way to living them and achieving true happiness. There are 2 time and date options. Thursday morning, September 20th through November 29th, Rogers Community Room, as well as Monday evening, September 24th through December 3rd, 6:30 to 8 p.m. at Rogers Community Room. For more information and to register, visit the events page, rediscover-faith.org. and coming up in future weeks.
Yeah, well, you know what? As we said, summer's drawing to a close. That means new things are happening. So we're going to have here coming up, it's back to school time. We better get some students in here. We're going to be talking with some students about what they're excited about going back to school, if you can believe that, as well as Catholic Studies Professor Father Martin Schlag will be talking to us about Pope Leo XIII's encyclical titled Rerum Novarum on the Dignity of Work. Also joining us will be Father Tom Margavishus. There we go. And in the meantime, go to church and be the church.
The Rediscover Hour is heard every Friday evening at 9, Saturday at noon, and Sunday morning at 9 on Relevant Radio 1330. Brought to you by Catholic United Financial. Every step, every journey. They're there for life. You can find show archives at rediscover-faith.org and at relevantradio.com, keyword rediscover. The Rediscover Hour is a production of the Archdiocese of St. Paul and Minneapolis in cooperation with Relevant Radio. Rediscover.